Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and this is Wake Up Normal. My name is Gabriel.
My name is Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are joined by a local artist, Jalen Golden.
Oh my God, what?
Hi, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. And how are you doing on this beautiful foggy day? You can't tell it's foggy outside because it's the radio, but it's foggy outside.
It feels very nice. Feels very fun. You know, I'm just so happy to have you. You know, last time you were here to speak a little bit about In Pieces.
Oh.
but you also shared a little bit of your new album that you released titled Goldenius.
Yes. That was the thing that I was here for last time that I preferred talking about more. I love Goldenius just because it's it holds a special place in my heart. And I'm so happy that I am back once again to talk about it in its full glory, because it not only is it out, but now all the songs for Goldenius are out on streaming.
That is so exciting. And on streaming, which, by the way, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's accomplished. Not everybody can get their stuff on Spotify. Is their music good enough to be on Spotify? I don't know. But I don't know how I lucked out there.
Oh, yes. No, it's definitely something where, you know, it's really exciting. You have all your music on streaming, as well as, you know, you came in to share with us a surprising new song that is out. Oh. Track 14 of your album.
Oh, my God. Track 14. Oh, yes. I love referring to it as track 14. This song holds a very special place in my heart because when Goldenius was released, people didn't know that there was going to be a 14th song. They thought it just ended with She Got a Bob. You know how I go, She Got a Bob. That's the 13th song on there. But now there's a 14th song that was kind of a surprise. I've been promoting it for a little bit now. Just been referred to as track 14. I've been keeping it very ominous and very ambiguous so that more people are like, oh my gosh, like, what is this song? But now that it is out, if you get a chance to listen to it, I can guarantee you, your wig, your lace is going to be back.
Right. It's just going to be so good. And, you know, any inspirations behind the making of this song?
Oh, well, yes, I have a lot of inspirations. I won't get into it too much. But I will say there comes a time in everybody's life where you just get tired. You get tired of the things that they do. You get tired of the things that they say. You get tired of the things that are implied. So this song is a culmination of just being tired, like that one Madea movie, Madea's family reunion. You know the part where it's like Lorraine Devine, she in the hospital, I see them tired, and Kelly Price. Kelly Price is singing. She was on Sunday Best.
Oh, yes. Well, that is really cool. And I'm so happy that, you know, this song is finally out.
Yes!
And, you know, with this album, there have been speculation that there are, you know, different songs that are representative of different things. Maybe something bigger, a larger world, possibly.
Oh, my God. How did you catch on to that? Who has been speculating that? I know enough people listen to speculate stuff. But, yes, if you notice, by the album cover, Goldenius is the name, but it has a little city graphic on top. And it's Goldenius is meant to be the name of a city. And there are six parts of this city, you know, and they all kind of tie into each song. So, for example, the Boba song, B-O-B-A-Boba. That one actually lives within Hungry Alley, because I have a lot of songs about food. You know, I'm an eater. And I love food. That's just like one example. But then say maybe what's another one? What's another song I have? Tell me a song I have. What's the song?
Power Disc.
Power Disc. That one is the Cobb Cathedral, because I also, not only do I have a lot of songs about food, I have a lot of songs about Tasha Cobbs and Leandria Johnson,
right,
and
some
all
of,
those.
Like, your inspirations and, like, you know,
all those
music.
People. Yeah.
That is so cool. And, you know, I am also, I've heard a little bit, little birdie told me that there is also going to be a music video that is coming out along with this song.
Music video coming out with the song. Now, let me tell you something. That whatever birdie you listening to, whether it be Tweety Bird or Elmo, that one is right. Because is a music video dropping. Actually, today. It's not out yet. I scheduled it on YouTube for 12 p.m. I want the streaming numbers to come in on Spotify. Right. And then I want everybody to be just like shocked, you
that
know?
That is so exciting.
Whole wig back thing.
Yes. No, I'm so excited. That sounds like a whole lot of fun and a really good, like, you know, because we are getting, like, the visual along with the song.
Yes.
And it is always really cool to see. And, you know, I'm just, again, curious, where can people listen to your music?
Oh, okay. You said don't start with Pandora. you can listen on Spotify. That's the main one. You can listen on Apple Music. You can listen on Pandora. You can listen on Tidal. You can listen on YouTube, SoundCloud. You can even screen record the songs if you don't have no subscriptions and just listen to them on your camera roll. That's how good
I got
the music is. You just want everybody of all financial brackets.
Yes. No, that is really cool. And again, you know, where can people like support you and if they want to like follow you and support your you know, music?
Oh, if you want to follow me, I'm 18 followers away from 1,100 subscribers. I mean, followers on Instagram. So if there are 18 people listening right now, if you type in my name, J-A-Y-L-O-N, and then Goldenius, but without the I-U-S, that's my last name, on Instagram, you can of course follow me there. And of course I appreciate all the followers and stuff on the Spotify as well. I see all the analytics, so I love seeing those numbers increase. I love seeing when I talk for a certain amount of time and that number just going up, you know, because I'm trying to get residuals from the listening, you know? And streaming don't pay as much, but that's millionaires saying streaming don't pay as much as physical albums. Right. Somebody like me, somebody that's in college, well, I don't care if it's a cent. I don't care if I just made a cent or 15 cent from, that's going towards tuition. That's going towards boba, okay?
Yes. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on. It is always so nice to meet with up-and-coming artists and, you know, talented students like yourself. So, again, you know, it's just been a pleasure. Thank you for coming in and just sharing with us about your music.
I love coming in and sharing the music. I hope everybody has great. Can you ask me a fun question?
what's your favorite song off the album?
Oh, that's hard. My favorite song off the album. You know what? It just came out, so I'm not going to say it. But I will say... either Time Traveler with Tanaya Gwynn.
Yes.
That's a big one. Or Nasty featuring WZND's own Gabriel.
Well,
promo.
Just maybe a little bit. But again, thank you so much, Jalen, just for coming in. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.